Happy Easter, everybody. This is Easter week, isn't it? And we are celebrating Easter today. Song number 2, we are going to sing, Are You Washed in the Blood of the Lamb?
Yes, I am.
Yes, I am. That's a good answer, isn't it? Yes, I am. I am washed in the blood of the Lamb. Praise God. Yes, washed in the blood.
Have you been to Jesus for the cleansing power? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you fully trusting in His grace this hour? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you washed in the blood, in the soul cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless, are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Lay aside the garments that are stained with sin, and be washed in the blood of the Lamb. There's a fountain flowing for the soul unclean. Oh, be washed in the blood of the Lamb. Are you washed in the blood, in the soul-cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless, are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Sing it again. Are you washed in the blood, in the soul-cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless, or they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb?
Yes. We can say that, can't we? We are washed in the blood of the Lamb. We have accepted Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. Amen. Go to page number 2. Because He lives, that's what we're celebrating. Isn't that right? He's alive. Because He lives, what? I can face tomorrow. Yes.
God sent His Son. They call Him Jesus. He came to love, heal and forgive. He lived and died to buy my pardon. An empty grave is there. Child can face uncertain days because Christ lives. Because He lives, I can face tomorrow. Because He lives, all fear is gone. Because I know He holds the fear. Because He lives.
Life is worth living because He lives. Isn't that right?
Amen.
Glory to God. We're going to sing the very next song. Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine.
Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a glorious glory divine. Heir of salvation, purchase of God. Born of His Spirit, washed in His blood. This is my story, this is my song. Savior, all the day long. Perfect submission, all is at rest. I am my Savior, happy and blessed. Watching and waiting, looking above, filled with His goodness, lost in His love. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long.
Sing it!
This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song. Praising my Savior all the day long.
Amen. Praising my Savior all the day long. I've got a song here that I want to sing. This is just kind of a special time for me, Easter. I hope it's a special time for you.
Yes.
And, you know, we just celebrate the birthday, not the birthday, the resurrection of Jesus. The reason why I said that, birthday, is I was thinking now, at Christmas time, is Santa Claus, and at Easter time we got the Easter Bunny. But see that at Christmas time it's not Santa Claus. The reason for the season is the birth of Jesus, and at Easter time we have Easter bunnies. But it's not the Easter Bunny. The reason why we have Easter is because the resurrection of Jesus. Now you see, we know that Jesus died on the cross. We know that He went to the grave. But I can tell you this, if He stayed in the grave, we wouldn't be celebrating Easter.
Amen.
It took the resurrection. Well, that's true. We wouldn't be celebrating nothing, would we? We wouldn't even be celebrating Christmas. Yeah. It took the resurrection of Jesus, you see, to make all of this happen. And so that's why it just, I don't know, this is a special time for me. And so I want to sing this song. It's called Champion of Love. He is the champion, the very reason why He came. You know?
God had to let Jesus arise from the dead. Can you imagine what this world would be?
Oh my, what a mess. Oh yeah. Yeah. I can't imagine hardly it being worse than it already is, you know? You know? But yeah, without a Savior, oh my goodness. Yeah, what a mess. And so we're going to sing Champion of Love.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention? I want to introduce to you in this corner of the good and the right stands a champion clothed in white. His height exceeds the heavens, his weight outweighs the world, his reach reaches everywhere, his age is evermore. He is higher than the highest, greater than the great. No one will ever take his crown away. He's more mighty than the mightiest. He reigns from above. Enter this arena to raise his hands in victory for you and me. But an angry crowd crucified this man who wore their crown, and they laughed as they watched him going down. Oh, but I will never count him out, for I'm a witness of the day he rose in victory, this champion of love. He is higher than the highest, greater than the great. No one will ever take his crown away. He's more mighty than the mightiest. He reigns from above.
Defeated champion of love. That's my God. Huh? Oh, man. Woo! Easter bumps. Huh? Is that? Praise God. He is my champion of love. Hallelujah. Did we sing Blessed Assurance?
Yes.
We did sing it. Turn a page. Turn a page. We're count your blessings. Huh? What's my name? I forgot right now. I think I'm up in a cloud somewhere here. I got to come back down. Amen. Count your blessings and name them one by one. Page number 3. When you are discouraged, thinking all is lost, count your many blessings, name them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God has done. Count your blessings.
blessings, every doubt will fly, and you will be singing as the days go by. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God has done. Amen. Count your many blessings and see what God has done. Amen. Now, I want you to turn a couple of pages. We're going to go to page number 5. And I want to sing, His Name is Wonderful. Praise God. It is song number 10. It's the very first song on page number 5. His Name is Wonderful. His name is wonderful. His name is wonderful. His name is wonderful. Jesus, my Lord. He is the mighty King, Master of everything. His name is wonderful.
My Lord. Isn't that good? I have got a story here that I want to read. It's a story out of the Bible. Guess what it is? It's the resurrection of Jesus. Amen. Now this story, this is a compilation of all of the Gospels, and it puts... It just puts it all together and makes one story of the resurrection of Jesus. And this is called Jesus is Alive.
Amen.
Amen. After Jesus died, a man named Joseph from a place called Arimathea put Jesus in his tomb that nobody had ever used. The tombs they used then were cut out of rock, almost like a cave. They weren't buried deep in the ground like they are now. Before Joseph left, he and some men rolled a large, heavy stone in front of the tomb. Mary and Mary Magdalene had waited a day to see Jesus because they couldn't go on the Sabbath, which was a day of rest. They made spices and oils as a sign of respect to Jesus and went very early Sunday morning to go see Jesus' body. As they were just about at the tomb, the earth suddenly shook. And an angel came down from heaven. He easily rolled away the stone at the entrance of the tomb and sat on top of it. The women looked at each other and rubbed their eyes since they couldn't believe what they had seen. Plus, It was very early in the morning, and they were still a little sleepy. The angel was so bright, almost as bright as lightning. His clothes were as white as snow. There had been guards watching the tomb, so no one would steal Jesus' body. When they saw the angel, they fell over, and they couldn't move or speak because they were so afraid. Then the angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid. I know you are looking for Jesus who has died. But he isn't here. He has risen just as he said he would. Come, see for yourself. The tomb is empty." The women were confused. How could this happen? They were sure Jesus had died, and now he was alive? They looked in the tomb, and the clothes Jesus had been wrapped in were lying on the ground. The tomb was empty. Then the angel spoke again. "If you want to find Jesus, he's on his way to Galilee." So the women hurried away. They were laughing and crying at the same time. They didn't know what to feel. They had been so sad that Jesus was dead. And now they were so excited that he was alive. They just knew they had to find Jesus. And they had to tell the disciples the good news. As they were running down the path, they turned a corner. And there was Jesus. "Greetings," he said. The ladies fell at his feet and worshipped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my disciples to come to Galilee. That is where they will see me." The disciples came to Galilee, having heard by this time that Jesus was alive. They were sitting around talking about it when Jesus entered the room and said to them, "Peace be with you." The disciples immediately stopped talking. Even though they had heard he was alive, they were shocked to see him standing there with them. Jesus said to them, "Why do you look at me like you've just seen a ghost? Why don't you believe what you're seeing? Look at the scars in my hands and feet. It is really me. Touch me and see. I'm not a ghost, but a real person." The disciples' mouths were open in amazement because they still didn't know what to think. They were so full of joy, and yet it was so impossible. Jesus understood what they were thinking. So he said, "This is what I told you would happen, that everything must happen that has already been written in the Bible." Jesus had told the disciples when they had the Last Supper together. They took the bread at communion, and Jesus said, "This is my body, which I have given to you." But the disciples hadn't understood what it really meant. Then Jesus told them, "You have seen these things that have happened, so stay in the city, and soon I'm going to give you what God has promised you, the Holy Spirit." When we become Christians, Jesus gives us the Holy Spirit to live inside of us. The Holy Spirit makes us know when we have done something wrong and when we've done something right. We might feel sick to our stomach or just get a bad feeling, but that is the Holy Spirit reminding us that we are doing something wrong, or that we need to stop and say sorry and ask forgiveness for what we've done. The story is almost done. But Jesus had one more person to see. His name was Thomas. And he was one of the disciples that wasn't there when Jesus met with them. Thomas had also heard that Jesus was alive, but would not believe until he saw Jesus with his own eyes. A week later, when Thomas finally saw Jesus, Jesus said to him, "Put your finger here. See my hands. Stop doubting and believe." But Jesus continued, "Because you have seen me, you have believed. But it is more amazing for those who don't see me and believe anyway." It's really neat. But Jesus was actually talking to us when he said this. If you believe in him without seeing him, he will think you're very special. That is exactly what faith is. Believing in God even though you can't see him. And that's what we do, isn't it? We believe in God even though we can't see him. Amen. You know, this whole time, it just reminds me of another song that I'm going to sing. And this song, you know, you've sung it with me before. And we're probably going to sing it together again. It is, "He Touched Me." Praise the Lord. And he didn't just touch me. He continues to touch me.
Excuse me.
Yes.
When you want to sing a solo, I would like for you to sing by yourself.
By myself.
Yeah, when you say you're going to sing a solo, you sing a solo, and I want to hear you.
Okay. Didn't you hear me?
Yeah, but I want to hear you.
Just me?
Yeah.
Okay. But people like to sing that song.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, sometime we'll do that.
Okay.
All right. We'll just tell everybody. All right, everybody, hush.
Yeah, that's right.
Isn't that funny? Okay.
Right.
I enjoy singing with everybody.
Yeah, that's right.
And so now turn to page number four. We are going to sing, He Lives. I serve a risen Savior. Amen. He is alive. Page number four, the very first song, He Lives.
Amen. I serve a risen Savior. He's in the world today. I know that He is living. No matter what they say, I see His hand of mercy. I hear His voice of cheer. And just the time I need Him, He's always near. He lives, He lives. Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives, He lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know He lives. He lives within my heart. Rejoice, rejoice, O Christian. Lift up your voice and sing. Eternal hallelujah to Jesus Christ the King. The hope of all who seek Him, the help of all who find. The hallelujah so light, so good. With me and talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives, He lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know He lives. He lives within my heart.
Amen. And He does, doesn't He? Praise God, He lives. He lives in our hearts. Amen. And I just want to say again, Happy Easter. It is the resurrection of Jesus. Amen. Praise God. And you know, the Bible, it says in Romans 10, in verses 9 and 10, when we accept Jesus as Lord and Savior, it says that we are to believe that God raised Jesus from the dead, and then confess with our mouth that Jesus is Lord. So now, right in that confession of Jesus is the indication, see, that God raised Jesus from the dead. Amen. Easter, right there in the salvation message. To accept Him as Lord and Savior is to believe that God raised Jesus from the dead, that He is alive today. Amen. Let's close in a word of prayer. Father, we just come to You in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we are so grateful for this day. We thank You, Lord, for this time of the year that we can celebrate the resurrection of Jesus. And Father, we believe that God raised Jesus from the dead. We confess with our mouths that Jesus is Lord. We thank you. We thank you that we can know that we have a know-so salvation, that heaven is our home. And Lord, we give you all the praise and all the glory today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Thank you. Thank you.
You are so welcome.
I'm back again.
Amen. Glory to God.